What's up, everyone? This is Josh.
This is Andrew.
We're from Stick to Your Guns.
And you're listening to
The Nerdcast!
Woo! That's right. You're listening to that poppin', and I mean the best, too, podcast on the mother trucking planet. That's right. That's the Nerdcast episode. We're talking about episode 111. That's right. We're doing day 28 of 30. And if you don't know, now you know. We're talking about 30 episodes and 30 days. Almost there. That's right. Chilling right here on a lovely Friday. Sipping on some hazelnut brown nectar provided by my homeboys from Rogue. And I'm loving this beer. I'm telling you, it's one of the best beers on the planet. That's right. Hung out with Ash and Christian today. We went hiking. And then me and Ash went down to Urban, which is one of the best spots on the planet as well. And I'm telling you, it's got the best pizza, the best beer on the planet. That's right. Today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some rock and roll. We're going to do some metal. I got three awesome rock and roll bands on the show today. Starting us out with the band that I just discovered today right on Reverb Nation. San Diego band, actually, right from Spring Valley, called Shotgun Chaperone. That's right. Before I get into Shotgun Chaperone, I just want to say big ups to Stick to Your Guns because they just provided us with an intro today for the show, and they're awesome. I'm telling you, I just had a chance to talk with Andrew Rose and Josh James from Stick to Your Guns. They're a 5-piece hardcore punk band from right there from Orange County, and it was an honor to be able to interview them this week for an UTTV exclusive interview. So that was awesome, super cool. But yeah, today is gonna be a really fun show. Like I said, I'm just gonna do some rock and roll, and it's a little late. My ice cream melted. I fell asleep, and I'm gonna go ahead and finish this real quick so I can go back to sleep. Oh wow, I'm telling you, it is getting hard and harder and harder to push off these episodes. But I mean, I'm almost done, so I just got two more episodes. I can do it. I know I can do it. So let's get right to it. So I'm gonna play a lovely, lovely 5-piece band right from their like metal rock, kind of with a little bit of alternative influence, right from Spring Valley. And I'm talking about Shotgun Chaperone. That's right. We're gonna play a song called Darkened Corners, and hit them up right there on Reverb Nation. Their website is reverbnation.com/Shotgun Chaperone. And again, they are a hard rock band from San Diego. That's right. And we're talking about Daryl, Steven, Victor, and my boy Dino. And then Jeffrey right there on the vocals. And we're gonna play a song called Darkened Corners right here on the Nerdcast episode 111. And I'm telling you, we're doing it to it. And I'm telling you, we are the best mother trucking podcast on the mother trucking planet. And you're listening to episode 111 with my boy Shotgun Chaperone from San Diego. I'm gonna play a song called Darkened Corners right here on the Nerdcast. Yeah, buddy. Hey, that was awesome, man. That was an awesome song right there. Again, that was a song by Shotgun Chaperone. That's right. A song called Darken Something. I can't remember already. But yeah, but that was an awesome song. Check them out right here on Reverb Nation. Also search for them on Facebook as well. And they're awesome. Straight out of Spring Valley, California, which is San Diego, basically. San Diego County. I actually used to live not too far from Spring Valley. I was over in like Encanto at one point. But yeah, anyway, we're hitting it up right here on episode 111. Drinking some hazelnut brown nectar right here, provided by Rogue. And we're talking day 28 of 30. And thank you for joining us. And hit me up on the narcast.podomatic.com. Also hit me up on Twitter at the Narcast, and as well as Facebook, facebook.com/the Narcast. And then also hit me up on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. I'm on both of those. So please, please subscribe, because I need the listeners to stay. I'm telling you, to stay. The number one most San Diego most listened. Let's start over. 3, 2, 1. The most listened to podcast right here in San Diego, according to Podomatic.com. And I'm very honored to be your boy, providing you with good underground music right here in San Diego. And not just San Diego, ladies and gentlemen, but all over the mother trucking planet. That's right, because that's what we do. We provide you with amazing music. That's right. So now moving on, I got another band right here from San Diego, California, a metal hardcore band that actually started by becoming a pastime, meaning these guys just wanted to just rock out and just, like, you know, just do that, you know. They just want to rock out and just, you know, hang out and just, you know, do it as a pastime. But, you know, once you do that, you get serious and you want to be like, hey, let's just, you know, make a band out of it. So these guys went to jam out and they made a band out of it, and it's called A New Challenger Approaches. That's right. And I have a song called Pray to the Sharks, and it's a pretty good song. It's melodic, it got a nice little tune to it, and also have some good vocals to it too, even though it is a hardcore type band with a little bit of punk influences. And I want you guys to hear it right here on the Narcast. So tell them you heard them right here on the Narcast on 111. Wow, I'm doing a lot of these joints on day 28 of 30. And so we're going to hit up a song called Pray to the Sharks right here on the Narcast, provided by your band, your ranked number eight band in metal hardcore punk. Song, a band called A New Challenger Approaches. We're playing a song again called Pray to the Sharks right here on episode 111. Yeah, buddy.
You're
All right, you listen to episode 111. We're talking Narcast, the narcast.podomatic.com. Keep me at number one by just visiting my website and listening in, and also just hit me up on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. And we're doing it to it right here on a lovely Friday night. That's right, it's getting a little late. Fell asleep drinking off on some hazelnut brown nectar provided by my friends from Rogue. And again, I went to Urban earlier. Then before that, I went hiking. And then before that, I was working 12 mother trucking hours. I want to say that I'm going to miss my dear intern, Catalina, who helped a lot out on my show night and day. But, you know, she's going on to bigger and better things. She's actually moving back home to Spain, but I'm very confident that she's going to find an amazing job. She just graduated. So big ups to Catalina. Also want to just say that I'm very happy with life right now. I'm just, you know, doing it to it, living life to the fullest. I mean, I'm just not letting things bother me, you know. At least financially. So I'm just doing it, man, living day by day, you know, seeing what happens from there. But let's keep moving on with this Narcast. Tomorrow's gonna be, meaning Saturday, it's gonna be episode 29. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. Maybe new music discovery in the hip hop genre. And then episode 30 is gonna be right around the corner too. And I want to go out big, but it's a Sunday, so I don't know exactly what's gonna happen. So, but what I do know is I'm gonna try to finish this hot ass beer, and then when I'm done with this, hopefully the ice cream that melted is gonna be at least solid enough to eat. So, because I went to what was that place called? I think it's CVS. I went to CVS and bought me some strawberry ice cream, left it out so it can, you know, I'm the type of person that whenever I'm eating ice cream, I like the ice cream to be kind of soft. So what I do is I let it sit out for a little bit and let it, you know, get a little soft or whatever. But I fell asleep looking for music on Reverb Nation, and when I woke up, my beer was hot and my ice cream was melted. So now I'm drinking up on some hot beer, and now my ice cream is back in the freezer, trying to get it solid enough where it'll taste so delicious here in a second. Hopefully, because it's been about maybe 30 to 45 minutes. It don't take that long for ice cream to get solid. So, in a way, it's funny because I had just bumped into this band called No Sky Today. That's right. And they're right here from San Diego, California. And I'm telling you, Wayne Finlay is probably one of the best guitar players on the planet. And I just bumped into these guys just by searching for, you know, rock, hard rock, metal type bands today. And the first song that I checked out was called No Sky Today, and by the band No Sky Today. And I fell in love with it, where I wanted to play that song, but I wasn't able to find a downloadable version at the moment on my computer, because my iTunes doesn't work on my computer. So I ended up buying it on my phone, but I don't know how to transfer my phone purchases to my computers at the moment. I think you have to have iCloud or something crazy like that. But I am gonna play this band called No Sky Today, but I won't be playing No Sky Today's, the song No Sky Today, which you can buy on iTunes. So please listen to No Sky Today, because that song is amazing. But till then, I'm gonna play a song called Final Hour, which can pretty much be found off the same album as No Sky Today. So hit them up right here on ReverbNation.com. Just search No Sky Today, and from there you can check out some of their other songs, and also on iTunes. So hit them up, tell them you heard them right here on the Narcast. And we're gonna go ahead and close it out with this song, and then tomorrow I don't even know what I'm gonna do. Maybe new music discovery, and then I gotta go big on episode 30, which is gonna be in 2 days. Wow, I can't believe it. I'm gonna be done, and then hopefully I can take a little break from doing these, because as you can tell, I am running out of mother trucking ideas. I've been saying mother trucking a lot. Maybe because it's just something cool that I want to say. I don't know. But thanks, guys, for listening in to episode 111. Hit me up on the narcast.podomatic.com. I also want to say big ups to Josh and Andrew from Stick to Your Guns for providing me with that lovely intro. And I'm going to use it as much as possible because I love that band. I'm surprised that I don't have them on the show. But they're a different style of hardcore that I want to touch bases with you guys a little later on in another Narcast. So until then, see you when I see ya. Peace.